Welcome back to the Ancient World podcast. So now we had a long summer vacation and a little break here for about 4 months, and we're going to start up again. And we're going to look at the ancient world in a bit broader, the broader view and a broader context. Especially after the summer, we've been looking deeply into some of the biblical stories. And there's something about understanding the foundations of the deep of the European and also like the Italian, the classical culture, that you have the sources of the Greek and the source of the Jewish. And there's something, if you really go into the biblical stories, you get more and more the sense of how different it is, as like the deep of it is fundamentally different from the Greek. So on this journey to kind of explore and to understand more of the European foundation, it's also important to remember that you have two sources that are deep and they are of different natures in some sense. So this is something we're going to talk about in the coming episodes. And we'll also then see gradually how they influence each other, or how, especially during the Roman Empire, that you build a broader foundation that draws from both of the sources. So that's been a big part of this summer. And we also found some great books. One book is about this topic, and also explains how you can see a broader shift in the history of the last 3,000 years, of how human consciousness have changed and how people have changed the way they view themselves and think of themselves, and the concept of the individual gradually evolved and developed, especially around 2,000 years ago, from seeing yourself as part of nature and of people around you, and like less clear boundaries of what is yourself and what is your inner world and what is the outer world and what is the spiritual world and the material world. Things were more into one coherent experience. And this gradually started to change for several different reasons. One little example was one of the early kings of Jerusalem, Hezekiah, who at one point made two decisions that had a huge impact. So one was to gather his culture. He wanted to change the burial practices. So at that point, most people had clan burials. And then he wanted, as part of getting rid of old cults and old gods and pagan gods, made a ban on these family clan burials, and you had to be buried alone. And this had a huge impact on how people were thinking about themselves. That when you leave the earthly life, or when your life has ended, you're not transferred into the bigger kind of not community, but the bigger back to your lineage or your ancestry. You kind of end up alone. So this was a big shift in how people started to think of themselves. And the other one was that he wanted to increase the literacy rate in Jerusalem. This was about 500-600 years BC. So what he does is that he encourages this, and then the literacy rate goes up from 1% to 20%. And this has a profound effect on the city and the culture, and how people are starting to have their private moments and their private worlds where they read. So it's just themselves and the book, instead of getting stories told from other people and having the social experience of it. So once people start to read for themselves, it's gradually there comes this experience of your own inner world that starts expanding, and that makes people think more about this difference between what is inside of themselves, their inner world, and what is the rest of it. So this is it's an interesting kind of natural development of both cities, or just like human history evolving. So that was one of the big nice discoveries this summer. And also this could be transferred to some of the earliest biblical stories. So also you can see it in how the second book of Moses and the Exodus, the ending of it, because as they're when they have the camp or they're with the Mount Sinai for a long time, so they gradually build a little temple, and then Exodus ends with the moment where you have so it's stated, for the glory of the Lord is filling the tabernacle. So tabernacle is a little mini temple in a tent. And if you see this in the context of how the cultures were changing and how people's experience of themselves is changing, and then also there's a sense of how humans are expanding their own influence or control over their own environment. So what they're doing is that they're transferring, at the time, the deities were normally part of nature, like the mountains or a river or the oceans or the moon. And then at the end of the Exodus, they are transferring their deity from the mountain into a little temple that they can move and to have with them. So you can read this at many levels, but one of them would be that this is a moment where things are changing and then there's an autonomy feeling. So, and it ties into a bit later how people see their inner world as something that's more a private space. And then also kind of related is this change of in some sense almost like you're conquering the forces of nature, and then you're putting them in a temple in this case. So we're going to talk more about these things, both in themselves as this the part of the ancient world and ancient history that comes or draws from like the biblical stories and the very early history, and then also see how this ties into the Roman Empire, and there will also be a bit of Dante eventually. So as the portal into this whole world. But then a little bonus to this would be to see how the Greek and the Jewish are two different separate sources, but also how there's an interplay, and then how this is a very important feature of the foundation of the European, that it is essentially two different sources. Okay, so we're going to stop there, and hope everyone had a great summer, and thank you so much for coming back, and welcome to this new season and this the autumn, and hope you have a great day.